A Syrian warns Americans to visit Ilhan Omar's district, you won't think it's America. By Michelle Moons on March 6, 2019. Washington, D.C., Middle Eastern Women's Coalition. MEWC, Director Nara Nanway on Wednesday warned Americans who visit Minnesota's 5th District. Representative Ilhan Omar's district, the 2016 terrorist recruitment capital of the country. You won't even think you're in America, she said of the district that elected Ilhan Omar. MEWC Director of Spiegel Projects Anwaya was speaking at an MEWC press conference calling for Rep. Omar to resign. She said she has cousins and family members called whores for showing part of the back of the arm in Iraq. A country where one day they were wearing mini skirts. It is truly because of people like, Rep. Ilhan Omar, when the government is infiltrated and it starts this way because it happened in Iraq and it happened against us, she went on. Iraq used to be a country where Jews lived freely, where Assyrian Christians lived freely, where even Armenians were there. And even moderate Muslims lived until Sharia law took place and everyone was affected. Americans truly need to understand that this will affect you one day if you don't make a change right now, she said of Sharia, adding she knows the early signs of genocide. Anwaya asked how the House of Representatives passed 393-0. Resolution 75 recognizing the ongoing genocide of Christians and other religious minorities under ISIS in March 2016 but now support representatives like Ilhan Omar. She cited Omar's request to a judge for a lighter sentence for a terrorist supporter. We are here because of God, to give you a warning as Americans, said Anwaya. We are here to tell you this is coming here, and it is here and it will affect you. It will affect everyone. You will see your daughters get beheaded, she went on. Anwaya said she interviewed hundreds of families of all religions affected in the genocide in Iraq who watched family members get executed right in front of them, and that's when reality hit them and they knew it was too late and that Sharia law had taken full control of the country. She said she would not stop until Rep. Omar resigns in light of her anti-Semitism, possible ties to terrorism, and sympathy for radicals. She pointed to her experience being born and raised in the Middle East. Anwaya went further to decry members of Congress supporting Omar while knowing what is happening in Minnesota's 5th District, Ilhan Omar's district. If you don't know, I highly advise you to take a trip to Minnesota's 5th District and you will see what's happening, Anwaya suggested. You won't even think you're in America.